This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 560,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally. In the United States, that figure is more than 134,000. The number of worldwide infections has grown to more than 12.4 million and more than 3.1 million in the U.S. In response to the latest figures, the WHO warned that the number of people infected had doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the international community needed to leadership, participation, and solidarity to turn the pandemic around. Tedros cited Italy and South Korea when saying that there are examples from around the world that have shown that even if an outbreak is intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases such as measles, polio, and malaria that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. An advanced team from the World Health Organization has left for China to organize an investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus, which sparked the global pandemic. The virus is believed to have emerged in the Chinese city Wuhan late last year. Experts will work with Chinese scientists to plan out the upcoming investigation. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris says one of the big issues that everyone's interested in is whether or not it jumped from species to a human and what species would have done it. She said they know it's very similar to the virus in a bat, but questions whether it went through an immediate or intermediate species. This is VOA News.